Welcome everyone back to the V Book Club. This is a brand new podcast from the makers of V Magazine and V Speaks podcast, hosted by Lisa Burwell. I'm Jordan Staggs, the editor of V, and I'm here today with Christy and Allie, who started the Emerald Coast Storytellers, which is a fantastic organization along the South Walton, Emerald Coast area of Florida. They have just partnered with so many writers in the area, publishers, authors, just to get people out there telling their stories, writing, and just all around being creative. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I mean, what an entrance. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We've been so lucky to attend so many of your events over the past about 15 months that you've been having them. Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Well, do we start at Chiringo where we first met, or do we start at our first open mic?
I would say Chiringo.
Yeah. I would think so too. Yes. So it's funny because Christy and I, so I moved down here about 4 years ago. Christy, you've been down here since 2017. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved down here, I remember, you know, well, and this is just from my perspective, and I'll let Christy jump in with probably her side of the story because it's probably a lot more, you know, I don't know, clear-headed, clear-sighted. But I remember moving down here and, like, just starting to get to know everybody and starting to just kind of figure out the lay of the land. And what I kept hearing and kept meeting people is that you needed to meet Christy. Like, mm-hmm. Christy Gustafson, okay. At the time. And I remember, you know, being like, Christy, like, you know, she's another writer. Like, you should probably get connected to her. And I remember looking up her Instagram. And mm-hmm. in her Instagram, she had
gotten into her DMs.
I know. Like, this is why I was like, I need to tell my side of the story, because Christy's side is probably like, get me out of here. It's just Stockholm Syndrome.
Look, that's actually how we meet people, okay?
So I remember looking her up and seeing the first chapter of her novel that she had published on kind of one of those online forums, and she had put the just like first chapter in her Instagram bio. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading it and just falling absolutely in love with her writing. And we ended up both being at like just a friend's birthday party in the upstairs of Chiringo like two-ish years ago. And I just, you know, two tequila sodas deep, probably just one tequila soda deep, walked up to Christy and I was like, hey, I just want you to know I love your writing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't know who you are. Get away from me. Yeah, quite literally. And then kind of ever since then, we had a writer's group, and then the open mics kind of started from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we pretty much started from there as like, okay, you're a writer, I'm a writer. Like, did mm-hmm. we just become best friends? And, kind of turned into this two-woman writing group. Mm-hmm. Which always sounds funny, like two-man, two-woman. Anyways, yeah. You're two women.
Two women.
Riding together, yeah. Mostly like porch, front porch, back porch, mm-hmm. You know, wine involved.
Mm-hmm. Always.
As one does.
Yes. Yeah.
Channeling that inner Hemingway. and yeah, we kind of just would just, well, that was probably the most progress we had made on our writing. And then yes. We were like, let's open up the door.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
our writing fell, but everybody else's no.
Right. It's so funny. We always say this, that we got into this to like just keep our writing going. Like we always said that the open mics are like they were supposed to be like a monthly validation for our writing. Mm-hmm. Like we would gather people together.
For an audience.
Yes. And yeah. Neither of us have written since.
No, I'm kidding.
You've written. Yeah.
How is that book?
Neither of us
along?
Have written. No, I'm kidding. Just me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so how did you get to like that first one, that first open mic night? Like,
it's actually a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're gonna tell the same one I am,
but well, how will you tell your version though?
Tell my version. Yeah. Well, one of the writing nights, we were just kind of chatting about, you know, pretty much like what did we need and what do we still need kind of along the way of our own writing journeys. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, that sense of community, just mm-hmm. writing is such a solitary undertaking, we always say. And, you know, what if we kind of work in everything that you don't just have like access to, like even during our writing nights, you know, you have that person to be like, hey, does this sound stupid, you know, uh-huh. versus like being at war for, you know, in your own head for hours on end and having written like 10 words. But yeah, that's pretty much how it started. And then, you know, we're like, what if we open the door to, you know, storytelling in general, you know, because mm-hmm. whether you're a writer, whether you like claim that yet, you know, we always call it like the closeted writers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, like come tell a story and consider this your stage. And my husband runs the distillery or Distillery 98. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, we got the venue and we borrowed a mic and an amp and we kind of, you know, shouted it from the rooftops that is social media.
Yeah.
And was like, half off drinks if you tell a story. Mm-hmm. And yeah, all of a sudden we had like, you know, we put out a few chairs and which quickly we ran out of. And it was just like, oh, damn, like there's a need for this. You know, it was so cool to see just like the community response to it. And so we're like, okay, I think we like struck a chord here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the rest is history, as they say.
It's so funny, kind of going off of what Christy said about, you know, our initial marketing was just through Instagram. Yep. Instagram and Facebook and other, you know, assorted social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still get, you know how you get, like, the memories on Instagram where it's
yeah.
a year ago you were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And around our 1 year anniversary with Emerald Coast Theater Company, so back in July,
mm-hmm.
we were getting memories of us on Instagram being like, hey guys, if we did a storytelling open mic thing, would anybody come? You know, or I mean, we said it more like, hey, we're thinking of starting this like open mic storytelling event. Like, is anybody interested? And it's really cool to see, you know, how, I mean, we say this all the time, but like we did not expect this level of community interaction.
Mm-hmm.
We always say that at the end of the day, like it doesn't, like it, what's truly important is everybody participating in there with us. That's the storytelling. Our organization is made beautiful by, you know, it's the mosaic pieces of everybody's stories being involved.
Mm-hmm.
And because at the end of the day, it would just be Christy and I talking to each other. And mm-hmm. while we do that very well, it's so much more interesting that everybody has kind of jumped on
yeah.
board and kind of accepted us as much as they have.
It's been really, really cool just to watch it grow from an outside perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like selling out events and they keep getting bigger and bigger and you're partnering with more people in the community. So
mm-hmm.
how is it, like, what does that feel like when you really think back on like how much it's grown from those Facebook posts?
It is so funny.
Surreal, for sure.
There was one night, I love telling the story, but there was one night we were at Christy's old house and we were sitting at your kitchen table,
mm-hmm.
living room table. And mm-hmm. we had just gone through like the whole planning process for the first open mic. And it was
mm-hmm.
just Christy and I, and we were like, we don't know what we're doing. Like, we don't know if anybody's going to show up. But I said to her, I was like, I think we have something. And because we were
sobbing.
Yes. And because I was two glasses of red wine in, I started crying. And I was like, I was just like, there's nothing else that like there was, I mean, at the time now, I feel like there's a lot of artistic and creative endeavors that are popping up kind of around like what the both of us are doing with the Idea Boutique and your book club and like
mm-hmm.
kind of with our storytellers, which is, I mean, best case scenario, we want an entire community filled with other storytelling events.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the time we were really just kind of like stepping out on our own and kind of like taking a leap of faith because like, it's scary. Like you said earlier, it's scary getting up at the mic and,
yeah.
I mean, even when we were at our first event, Christy and I were standing at the mic and we were like, we did not expect this many people. We literally were like,
uh-huh.
hey guys, like, thank you so much for joining us. Like, we have no idea what we're doing, but like, hang in there because we'll figure it out, you know? But it's a very surreal feeling.
That's like so cool too, because you're very real about it. And I think the audience gets that. Like, we know as someone who's been there and spoken a couple times, and it is scary. It's getting like seeing you get up there and you're just like, hey, we're just figuring this out. Like it's going to be great, but hang in there. Sometimes, you know, things happen. Like it's real and it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like something that you are putting out to the whole audience that's in there too. So,
yeah.
And just encouraging people to be real when they get up there.
Yeah. I think that's like what makes it so special. It's, you know, I've said it before, but just like so much of writing is like pulling your raw heart out of your chest and mm-hmm. be like, here, world. Mm-hmm. Like,
do you like it?
I hope you like it. Yeah.
And, thank you.
You know, there's that's like, it takes guts to stand, you know, up at the mic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once we kind of saw that people were getting just as much out of it, if not more than us, like, that's mm-hmm. when that shift happened. Like, okay, this is cool. Like, you know, everything you guys are doing, it's like when you provide that stage and, like, you know, people are, or that vehicle, you know, it's mm-hmm. just so cool to see where people go from there. So
are you surprised by, like, when you started this, what kind of stories did you expect people to get up and tell? Like, are you surprised by the variety that there has been?
It's hard because we didn't, we did not have a basis for expectation. Mm-hmm. Like, we are just so blown away and so honored by not only, like, the level of community interaction, but just, like, the vulnerability that people show, the genuine authenticity of the stories and them showing up month after month. I mean, we did not expect it is kind of the best mm-hmm. way to put it.
I still remember, like, we were talking before the first one, like, should we put, like, parameters? Like, please don't say anything offensive. And this and this and this.
I know, like, I'm kind of wondering about that.
Like, you know, we've had people send us our stuff just so we could kind of somewhat, like, quality control and, you know, all that. But, I mean, it's been really cool to see just the diversity because, you know, there's poets, there's artists turned writers, there's people that, you know, like I said, don't even consider themselves writers. And actually, one of my favorite stories we had, I think it was last summer, we had an event we hosted with So Wall House and Rosemary. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that was like, oh, this is a poem that, you know, I started 25 years ago and I finished it today. And we're like, hell you know, like the fact that it's lighting that fire for people. And yeah, it's just been really, really cool to see. And even just, you know, every event we have, you know, kind of like 10 to a dozen local storytellers. And then we have a featured storyteller, whether they're local, beyond, who's published or kind of a, you know, I guess like.
Just a, like a, we always say it's like a professional within the creative, publishing, creative type industries. Mm-hmm. Like somebody who's a seasoned industry member who can share with us a glimpse into their creative journey.
Right.
So that's everybody from, I mean, we've had, you know, music producers, people who've worked with Rihanna, Cardi B, Beyonce, which is incredible. I mean, having him go up and talk about, you know, what has inspired him and the fact that he took time out of his schedule to be with us. I mean, it just feels very surreal is the word for it.
Yeah, and so surreal that we have those people who live here and are locals in our community and just so many creative professionals in this area, which I think, like, people flock here for some reason. And then it also, once they're here, like, cultivates that. And so that's something that I feel like you're playing off of as well, like, whether it's conscious or not. It's just
we've talked
inspiring
about it.
To be here.
There's something about, you know, that kind of, like, small sleepy beach town where it's just this, like, blank canvas of dreams. And you're like, you know, once you kind of fall in love with the place and kind of get your 2 feet on the ground, it's like, okay, how can I make my mark on this beautiful place? And so, yeah, it's just so cool to see what comes up from the area. And who knew? A ton of writers and storytellers. So it's been really cool to see and have you. I always love your stories.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please keep
coming
back.
I will. I will be there next Friday. So, but one thing too, like, just going back on that is, what do you think makes, like, what do you get inspired by when you're writing?
Well, we will have two very different answers.
Yes. Yeah, both of you.
Because, and we always joke about this as well. So I primarily write horror. And I it's funny because every time I go up to read one of my pieces, I always, you know, say that I'm like, all right, disclaimer, like, if you don't like anything scary, like, you're gonna hate what comes next. Yeah. But and it's funny because Christy writes a lot of I almost want to say, like, relationship-oriented pieces, either a relationship with family or relationship with oneself. Like, she's got a debut novel that she's working on that she can, you know, obviously take it away from there. But I don't know what specifically it is with horror. I like to think that it's the fact that you can do anything with it. And it's that you can write about these really heavy topics like grief or loss or anxiety. And it's not, you're not writing about it head on. Mm-hmm. You're able to use, you know, metaphors or, you know, other kind of symbolic figures to step in to work out whatever you're feeling for you. If that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you, it's not.
Monster.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
whatever.
In my case, it's quite literally monsters. Yeah.
Yes. It might be real in the story. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you're not dealing with like the boogeyman in the closet. It's anxiety and a fear of the dark, which stems from childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, I mean, in my opinion, which is, you know, probably, I don't know, not shared by everyone, I guess, there's something beautiful with horror stories because it's anything can happen, which throws all, you know, rules of reality out the window and really opens you up as a reader or a watcher or anything to learn something new about yourself because of how you're about to react to whatever you're seeing. And obviously I'm not talking about like the really scary ones like Hostel or Saw because that is just, that's something else. But it's this idea that real life is the scariest thing that you can experience. Other people can be the scariest thing that you can experience, but we are working it out together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wrote
like
a paper on
this. I'm just kidding.
No, like it's so, no, I'm like, I'm hearing
my
you
God,
say
my
that.
My therapist and like, right now.
Something from college is coming back in my mind and I'm like, I literally wrote that line in a research paper about Supernatural.
Googled
of course.
You. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
So I get you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean like Stephen King, like you're saying, that's, it's the same like vein of using these things to represent other things. So
it's like Frankenstein, right? You're not writing, you're not reading about the monster that's stitched together from the pieces of a thousand different other people, which is, as I say it out loud, that's horror. But it's, you're writing about the feeling of, or you're reading about like the feeling of loss and the feeling of not belonging. And we can, you know, we can phone a friend and get my therapist on the line. No, I'm just kidding.
That'll be the next episode.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're just going to, you know, take questions from the audience.
We'll do that one on your podcast.
I love writing horror. So it's a very long answer.
No,
for
it's so interesting. And like, you know, we're going into October, so I'm excited to.
Oh my God, how
see
timely.
What's coming up for you on that vein. But Christy, tell us about your book a little, if you want to.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear
it's
this.
It's one of those like questions that at the beginning I was like, you know, people are like, what's your book about? And you're in your head, you're like, oh shit. Like, what's my elevator pitch? Yeah. But thankfully I've had, you know, years to prepare. But it's now pressure's on. It's called Just Passing Through, and it has actually been years in the making. The first chapter that Allie talked about from 2 years ago is still from this book. But I don't know, I actually heard a quote today that it's kind of like, how do you write a story that you're still living? Because I think in a lot of ways it's a girl after my own heart. It's, well, you know, my younger self. But it's instead of like a midlife crisis, she hits a quarter life crisis, quits her job, buys a one-way train ticket, and is kind of dealing with different losses in her life. And she meets kind of this old timer on the train who's, you know, seems like that wise person that knows all the answers and turns out is as lost as she is. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this unlikely friendship that takes hold.
I love that.
You'll have to read it. I'll have to write it. And then
she says, click here. Pre-order sales now.
I think when I took the mic at the Emerald Coast Storytellers, I think that was back in May, I was like, one of my hobbies is starting novels.
I love that line. I was like, I'm going to steal that.
I have started many. I have yet to finish one, but we're working on it. So, you know, it'll happen when it happens.
Listen.
And we'll be very excited to read it when it's ready.
There is nothing more that makes you a writer than having an unfinished piece in your Google Docs or whatever.
Agreed.
That is just,
flooding.
That is just hanging over your head waiting for you to finish it.
So what do you have coming up this year? Tell us a little bit about the November event, because that's going to be like a big one and a little bit different.
Yeah. So that one is, I believe, our third story pairing dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
So we started these, you know, kind of as a spinoff of the open mic nights, just, you know, our love of food and stories and, you know, kind of bringing people together. We're like, okay, besides telling stories, you know, breaking bread. Mm-hmm. So we came up with this story pairing concept, kind of like a wine dinner, but with stories sprinkled throughout. And yeah, we've been in the works with, the Henderson and it, and then Children's Volunteer Health Network. Mm-hmm. So they, just amazing local organization. Lisa's on the board.
Yep.
So you're very familiar.
Yeah. We love CVHN.
Yeah. So they, just, you know, children in need throughout Walton and Okaloosa counties. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of like by total accident, which has been a lot of what we've done with storytellers, mm-hmm. Just a very serendipitous partnership. So it's going to be benefiting CVHN and at the Henderson Resort, in Destin, which is just gorgeous in all the ways. And we're excited. It's going to be a fabulous coursed dinner, and stories sprinkled throughout.
Yeah.
Featuring you as well. I'm so excited.
Christy has this great line where, so the story pairing dinners are mm-hmm. the first of its kind.
Yeah.
Right. And as Christy likes to say, she Googled it. So, and uh-huh. she didn't see anything.
So it must be true.
Like, must be true. Exist. The internet never lies, except when it does.
Except when it does.
But the story pairing dinners are a really exciting concept that we're sort of building out on. Like Christy said, it's the third one. The first one was with Hotel Effie. Mm-hmm. Second one was in Nashville, which mm-hmm. with a private chef and with a kind of boutique marketing agency that mm-hmm. Who the owner of which Christy's really good friends with. And the story pairing dinners are kind of this twist on a multi-course dinner, but instead of, like Christy said, instead of like a wine pairing, we're introducing stories in between each course. Mm-hmm. And then it ends with a featured storyteller. So, you know, somebody significant in their, whatever their industry is, and we're really excited about November's featured storyteller.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you do a theme for each month.
Each
open mic night. So yes. The theme for November.
So we're kind of playing into the CVHN, mm-hmm. kind of the youth work that they do. So it's going to be letters to our younger selves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Really cool.
Leaning into, you know, that nostalgia and you know, they, you know, CVHN is doing a lot of work around mental health and mm-hmm. wellness. So I think it'll be, you know, I'm just so excited to see, you know, speaking of that, you know, that vulnerable piece and, you know, nothing like writing a letter to your younger self that, you know, mm-hmm. really pulls at the heartstrings. And so we're super excited to see and listen to the stories that come about.
Yeah.
Did your younger self ever think you would be doing this?
So, yes. So, not this specifically, but I feel like everybody who's a writer has been writing since they were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, I've got art projects from when I was a kid of that were like stories that I wrote about cats, you know, like you're very true to
construction.
I know. Yeah. To nobody's surprise, it was about a cat, but, I feel like you're very true to who you are as a child, you know? And then when you get to this point of your life, it's like you start calling back on all of those, you know, attributes that made you who you were before, you know, high school, middle school got in the mm-hmm. way. But yeah, I was on the freaking middle school literary club.
Yeah.
Like president.
Mm-hmm. Like, on my first podcast that I did on V Speaks with Lisa in season one, I recited a poem that I wrote when I was 10, and it was about spaghetti.
There you go.
And it was the first thing that I ever had published. It was in like the kids page of the newspaper. And that was the moment that I knew.
You need to read that.
That's it. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, mm-hmm. I think we start young.
Yeah.
And then, so you both, this is not the only thing that you're doing. So, I mean, you've got a lot of other things going on in the community with your own like jobs and marketing and other events. So, tell us, like, how does that tie in?
So it's actually funny because Christy and I couldn't possibly spend more time together. Mm-hmm. So I work at Distillery 98 with Harrison, with Christy. I run the events mm-hmm. For Distillery 98. And I am also kind of running point on a lot of the outreach efforts for Half Shell Vodka, which is it's a It is the first U.S. spirit served in a cardboard bottle. I'm like, here's my spiel. Yeah. It's like 94% recyclable. It comes in a really pretty blue case. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of really exciting things are happening with Half Shell. I've actually got a call after this that I'm super jazzed about. But we are starting to do a lot of outreach stuff throughout Florida.
Very cool.
For Half Shell Vodka.
Yeah.
So I just run events constantly, but I love that.
But that's storytelling too.
Yes.
Yeah. It really does like all time. Yeah.
There's a theme.
Yeah. And I'm more the marketing side of it. So I feel like, you know, having that love for writing growing up, you know, often manifests in, you know, the quote unquote real job version is marketing. So telling other people's stories. Mm-hmm. So different, you know, kind of have had different clients throughout 30A and, you know, back in Colorado where I moved down from. But a little distillery. And then I help out with a Longleaf Writers Conference. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the board with them. And that was a huge inspiration for us to just, you know, bringing, you know, writers and creatives together. And, you know, they're every second week of May. And, you know, there was this point where, you know, they packed up and, you know, they pack up and leave. And I'm like, well, now what? You know, like there's still writers and keeping that inspiration going. So, so that's a big pull. But yeah. And then I can't even and then struggling to write my novel.
Yeah.
And now
and being a new mom
and new motherhood. So, yes, even more.
That's a full time job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You brought the littlest storyteller to the last open mic night. It was so cute.
It was our intern.
Yeah. At one point, I had to, like, leave and watch the live stream while I was feeding her in the backseat of the car. And then she fell asleep. And then that was, the end kind of exit speech. Had her sleeping on my chest. I'm like, hey, you know, got my prop.
That was so cute.
We'll see if she, you know, we joke that she's our future intern.
Yeah.
Got to start paying her dues. But
yeah. It's hard. Job is hard. Yeah.
I feel like most of the time she's like sitting in a bouncer and I'm like reading, writing. So I feel like, by second degree.
So tell us a little more about anything you have coming up, like new initiatives or any goals for 2024. No pressure.
Well, I'm like, oh God, this is when the notes would be helpful. It's so funny. List. We have this, we call it the list, but it's truly like a Google Docs list of all of the things that we have to do. Uh-huh. And when coffee isn't like, you know, hitting enough and I need anxiety to get me through like the rest of the day, I like to open up the list and just take a look at everything that we still have to do.
That's
I know,
good.
Right? That's an analogy for something. Yeah. That's a metaphor for sure.
Just get up at the next one and read the list. Yeah. And everyone will be like,
spoken word piece. Your perspective aside, it is like a list of dreams and things we're excited for. It's just a matter of like, okay, there's only two of us. So how do we, you know, tackle it one by one? But one thing I'm super excited for is I don't want to put a date to it because it's still, I guess, we're going to roll with the punches on it, but publish a literary journal.
Yes. Yeah.
So have just the different writers that have read for us and featured storytellers and, you know, give love back to the venues that we've worked with and various sponsors and just all have it in this, you know, tangible thing. So I think that's going to be.
That's really exciting.
Be really cool. Kind of like, I don't know, coffee table situation. But
our slogan is like, you know, it's tell your story. I can't remember the tell your story.
You
consider
know
this your stage. I know, right? I stare at it so much and I'm nervous. But anyway, we consider our platform to be kind of the launching point for people's writing careers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw that with Jordan Crowder at the last open mic night. Mm-hmm. He even acknowledged it when he got up there and took the mic and he was our featured storyteller, that he took inspiration from the writing nights and the open mic nights to complete his first novel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we want to be that for everybody.
I had chills when he said that. I wouldn't have written this book without the storytellers. I was like, whoa.
You're
damn,
like, wow,
what the hell am I doing?
Like, did we get that on camera? But we want to kind of do what we're doing right now, but like take it a step further, mm-hmm. whether it's providing, you know, more writing nights or more open mic nights like in Destin or Panama City Beach, or working with, you know, different types of organizations. Like, we want to not only broaden the scope of what we're doing, but kind of solidify the base in which people are able to like leap from. Mm-hmm. Like, we want
like an incubator in yeah. a lot of ways, like, you know, editors, agents, having mm-hmm. this kind of network that, oh, you want to publish a book? Like,
yeah,
here are the stepping stones. And
yeah. And we already have people reaching out to us that are like, hey, do you know how to find a publisher? Mm-hmm. Do you know how to find an editor? And it's like, at a certain point, we want to say, yes, here they are.
Here's the book. We can help you out with that, too.
Yes, I know. Exactly. I'm like, we know yeah. both of those
we
things. Yeah.
Published many, many books so yes. far. And our first novel this year. So that was exciting.
Susie is yes. actually going to be our featured storyteller in February.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Susie Okola just mm-hmm. published her first novel this summer, and it's called Janie Blue. Mm-hmm. We'll be excited to hear her talk about that in February.
I told her after I finish all my parenting books, next on my list. Yeah. But yeah. I can't wait to read it.
So before we wrap up here, I want to ask you both, what is your favorite book?
Uh-oh.
Something I'm like, I want to ask everyone on the podcast.
Day.
Yeah, it's okay. If it's
I'm like the one that I'm willing to admit to, and I'm just kidding.
No, the other one.
Yeah. You're like the fun one. Yeah. It's so funny because I was just talking to a friend about this the other day that I feel like.
Buying time.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm about to. Context. Yeah. That reading has become, well, I don't know. I mean, in my eyes, a part of it has become performative because you see a lot of like the book talk or the Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, bookstagram, mm-hmm. and it's people sharing what they're reading.
Right.
And a lot of the point, like a lot of the times it's you want people to view you a certain way with your literary choices or your, you know, movie choices or something like that, because what you're reading, I feel like, can reflect a lot on you. Mm-hmm. Not to put pressure mm-hmm. on myself from what I'm about to say, but I love like books that you can turn your brain off to.
Yeah. It's entertaining.
Trashy.
Yeah.
Books.
No, that's, I love working my way through a Court of Thorns and Roses series. Like, no, I, yeah.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Okay, so I'm not going to admit what I'm reading, but I will say it's in that vein.
Yeah.
But it's like worse.
It's
I will tell you what it is.
Yeah, tell me later.
It is not.
It's a safe space.
We are putting this on Instagram. Yes.
What did you find on Wattpad?
I'm not telling you on record. No, but I'm reading that and, and I'm reading Big Magic right now too.
Okay.
Which is such a classic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I finally got her to
read.
Made
it. Oh, okay. When we were in Nashville, we went to Parnassus Books, which is Ann Patchett's bookstore, and it was mm-hmm. magical. Mm-hmm. Christy can tell you the experience that she had, and it was like this freaking amazing experience. But Christy was like, you're buying Big Magic. It is high time that you read Big Magic. Mm-hmm. And I read it, and I was 10 pages in, and I was like, I get it.
I understand.
I was like, I'm sorry, Christy.
Yeah. Not worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was actually going to be one of mine. I was going to say Big Magic.
Uh-huh. Who's the author on that one?
Elizabeth Gilbert.
Okay.
Who's one of my favorites, too. But yeah, her and then Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Mm-hmm. Another favorite. It's all these like creative. I would say like I'm naming all the books that have stuck with me the most.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even naming novels, but. Because I think there's too many to name, but the other one is that I'm currently reading is The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. I have this mm-hmm. notes app that is just like I have to pause it and then I do like the, you know, speak to talk or whatever, or speak to type, and it's just filled with all of these incredible quotes from him. Gosh, but I feel like I need to say a novel too.
No, I mean, you don't have to.
I know.
That's where all great
romance novels.
I mean, we bonded over Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes.
I thought that was amazing.
That was definitely one of my favorites from the last year.
I think that was the fastest I've ever read a book.
I listened to that one, so I don't usually listen. Like, I don't usually do audiobooks. But yeah, it was really cool the way they did it because it was all interview style.
Yeah.
And it was more like listening to a documentary than, you know, a novel. But, and then the TV series was just great.
So. Getting to see that played out—that's definitely that's a dream of mine. If I ever, mm-hmm. if I never finish. Yeah. When I finish
yeah.
my
yeah.
novel.
Same.
Yes.
When All is the us. Netflix adaptation coming yep. out?
Yeah. Well, is there any other news you want to share before we head out of here and go get some wine?
Yeah, go get more.
Yeah. Top us off.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that it's funny. Christy kind of referenced this earlier, but we, in the many lists that we have, we had a brainstorm list mm-hmm. and we had a goals list. And working with V Magazine was such a bucket list mm-hmm. item for us. And not only are we doing this podcast with you now, but, you know, just how involved you guys, the article mm-hmm. was, I'm telling you, like, that was a huge bucket list
writing
for
it,
us.
So.
And we loved reading it.
Yeah. On my table when people walk in, I'm like, yeah. oh, by the way, no,
yeah. You're like, excuse me. Here's just here's
oh,
your coffee.
They're like,
yeah.
they're like, lettuce.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, that's so sweet of you.
They're like, I don't want to. Yeah. But
no,
yeah.
that was so cool to see. That was, yeah.
Mm. Well, hopefully, just the first of many things to come.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And we look forward to your next open mic night and everything else you have coming up.
Yeah.
So, right. Friday, October 13th.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.